Good day, everyone. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network. Time for a look at our pre-opening markets here this morning. Complete check of all those markets coming up when we come back in a moment.
The public wheat breeding program at Oklahoma State University is second to none. And wheat breeder Dr. Brett Carver says they're constantly looking for varieties that will do more for the producer and more for the consumer.
We've got to keep the yield curve moving up, you know, no doubt about it. But at the same time, we have to keep quality first and foremost up front. Front and center, in fact. Never give quality a backseat to the yield. So I think we continue to do that. We're doing fine. But I'm taking this opportunity as we have some good yield and good quality in our genetics. Let's look at some other traits that might be of interest, not just to the producer, but to the consumer.
An example of what consumers might want, antioxidants. And Dr. Carver says you may be able to get that by changing the color of the wheat kernel.
But now we have purple wheats, and we've always had purple wheats.
The wheat breeding program at Oklahoma State University, supported by your Wheat Checkoff and the Oklahoma Wheat Commission, working hard for Oklahoma wheat producers.
Well, the expectation of a friendly cattle on feed report was well-founded, as the report met the expectation overall. The on-feed number was 98%, with trade expectations of 98.3%, which should provide some support. Placements of 92% compared to last year, and expectations of 93.2% also should provide support, as they indicate supply should tighten as the year progresses. However, marketings were 95% of a year ago, compared to expectations of 96.5%. Hog futures, especially October, came very close to closing the sharp gap Friday, but could not accomplish the task, nor could they hold the highs. The expectations for cutouts trending higher was not fully come to fruition. Packers continue to find sufficient hogs, which leaves them less aggressive in the cash market. The National Direct Afternoon Report Friday showed prices down $2.40. Sufficient hogs are being found to keep plants operating and demand filled. December Kansas City wheat's trading about 9.25 cents higher early today, taking back most of Friday's 12.5 cent loss with help from a higher early start in corn and soybeans. Wheat prices were down last week but did not suffer the same sharp losses seen in corn and beans, as neither coronavirus nor EPA's views on biofuels policy are as threatening for wheat prices. December corn is trading 2.5 cents higher early today, taking back a small piece of last week's 36 cent loss after weekend rains were helpful to crops in drier areas, but limited. North Dakota and northwestern Minnesota were the main beneficiaries, with part of northern Iowa and western Missouri also receiving moderate rain amounts. November soybeans trading about 14.25 cents higher early today, trying to climb out of the hole made by last week's 74.25 cent loss. We're going to check all the futures prices in just a moment. Midwest Farm Show is the longest-running sponsor of our daily Farm and Ranch email and operates the two best farm shows in Oklahoma. The Oklahoma City Farm Show just completed another successful run at State Fair Park, and preparations are underway for the upcoming Tulsa Farm Show, December 9th through 11th. For more information on the Tulsa Farm Show, call our show manager, 507-437-7969. Also, check our website, oklahomafarmreport.com, for details about how you can sign up for our daily farm news email. Well, at the close Friday, October live cattle up 90 cents, 129.05. December up 55, 134.52. September feeder cattle up 260, 165.50. October was up 215, 167.62. October hogs up $1.70, 88.62. December up $1.15, 81.70. Kansas City wheat, September down 13.5, 702. December down 12.5, 715.75. Chicago wheat, September down 13.25, 714.25. December is down 14.5, 728.25. September corn down 11.25, 538.75. December is down 13.75, 537. September soybeans down 29.25, 1293.75. November down 29.25, 1290.75. That's a pre-opening look at your agricultural markets. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network.